Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes at midnight, ghosts just get hungry, maybe for guacamole or for hummus.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. So you can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can also become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. How's it going?
Good. This is kind of fun because
it's real fun.
It's not our typical episode today because we have other guests with us. So let's welcome to the show Kathy's son-in-law, my nephew-in-law, Sam Gordon. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm so happy to be here.
Our second guest today. I feel like I should have some kind of big welcoming music or something, and I don't. I need to work on that. Efren is with us today.
Hello.
Efren and Sam, you guys are friends, correct?
Yes, we are friends. We hang out. We're both garden designers. And so we have that mutual interest and yeah, we have a good time.
I will say, just bragging on Sam, you are an amazing garden designer. Like, amazing. And they both live in Philadelphia.
And we have pretty much come to the conclusion that Pennsylvania is the most haunted state in the nation.
All right. I believe it.
We get so many calls and write-ins from Pennsylvania.
We really do. And Iowa. It's weird.
Yeah, Iowa.
We get a lot from Iowa, which is so random.
It is one of the oldest cities.
Well, and you know, you think about what's happened in Pennsylvania, and you know, there's been a lot, you know, Revolutionary War, Civil War. There was just a lot of things that happened. It's funny because I think it was Kate, Kathy's daughter, messaged me one day and she's like, oh my God, did you hear Sam's story? And I'm like, no. Oh my God, you have to talk to Sam. You've got to hear the story. And so then before I even said anything, maybe a few hours later, I hear from Kathy. She's like, oh my God, did you hear Sam's story? I go, what is this? What's Sam's story? I don't know what it is. So then on Thanksgiving, we're all chatting. Sam, Kathy, Colby, Kathy's son, and me, we're all chatting on Facebook. And then they're like, Efren's got these stories. And so we heard these stories from Efren. So we just decided to put this all together and do an episode. So I think it'll be fun.
Yes,
so it will. I'm going to start ambient scary music behind us. So Sam, the headline refers back to your story. Ghosts, hungry, guacamole, hummus. I don't know one thing about this story. So I don't know how that all fits together.
I want to jump in though really quick and ask Sam, describe your house to people.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that they can understand where you live. I think that will help the background of this story.
Yes, yes. Okay, so my house was built in 1899. And it is an arts and crafts style Victorian Tudor. So it looks like it's haunted.
It really does.
In fact, we have this photo of the house that was taken the year it was built, and it's black and white. And in the photo, I think, Efren, you may have seen this photo. In the photo, there are faces of two children peering out the windows. And the question is, why would there be children in a newly constructed house looking out the windows? Also, for the estate of whatever robber baron owned this like plot of land.
And this is a big house.
It's pretty big. It's like over 2,500 square feet.
It's three stories.
Did you ever feel like it was a haunted house? Have you guys felt activity in the house? Do you feel like there's spirits in the house?
So our whole theory about the house is that there must be chill ghosts in this house, because surely there are ghosts in this house. It is so old and it feels haunted. It looks haunted. But we also have a theory that the ghosts are chill because of this ritual that one of our cats performs every single evening at the same time.
Okay, go into this cat ritual. I'm intrigued.
Okay, so every night, our cat Sadie, she's a brown tabby. She's the tiniest little thing. She looks like a kitten, but she's very rotund. She's the smallest cat of our three cats, but she's also the boss of the three cats. So her ritual, since the day we moved into the house, has been to grab a pencil from Colby's desk in her mouth, scurry over to the stairs. Okay, so you have to picture the staircase. It's a butterfly staircase, meaning it goes up and meets at the top on two sides. And it was meant for making grand entrances or whatever. And so she gets this pencil and she knocks it down with her little paw. She bats it down one stair at a time until she gets downstairs. So you'll just be laying your head down to the pillow to sleep. Close your eyes and you'll hear like the thud of the pencil going down the stairs. We assume this is her. Of course, it could be a ghost, but the pencil makes it down the stairs somehow into the entryway. In the entryway or the foyer, we have an antique black barley leg round table sitting atop a muted black jute round rug at the center of the entry. And she brings that pencil underneath this haunted ass antique table and she wails at it. She screams at the top of her lungs.
And that like sounds demonic when cats do that.
Yeah. And it is so loud. And it's like she's definitely communicating. Like there's this whole range to her voice. It's not just a flat cry.
What does it sound like?
Oh yes. My God.
Yes. Good question, Efren. Can you mimic it, please?
Yeah.
So when my parents were staying here, they said they thought our neighbors who are 65 years old had a baby
at their house.
They said it's weird that that baby was up so late. Oh my God, I hear it every night. What does it sound like?
Every single night this happens.
The other issue is that I'm like mostly half asleep every time this is happening. And the weird thing is that it happens as we are like losing consciousness, right? So it's like, is she protecting us from the... what, you know, is she kicking it into high gear as we are losing consciousness because she wants to protect our, you know, our subconscious or our from the spirit realm. She wants to protect us while we sleep because maybe our minds would be too malleable.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Is it kind of the same time every night? Because like my bedtime varies an hour, 2 hours. I mean, I'm not the exact same time every night.
Yeah, so that's the creepy thing. It's not the same time every night. It is no matter what time we go to bed, the second our heads hit the pillow. Now, the first person to go to sleep, it doesn't matter. It's the second person to go to sleep, which I find weird. So I'm always the second person to go to sleep, so I hear it.
Every night.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Actually, where my story begins, because Sadie is performing the ritual at the beginning of the story.
So there you are in bed. Sadie is performing her ritual. We think it's Sadie anyway, or maybe it's just a cute, adorable cat demon.
Yes. So she is performing the ritual, and I'm laying down with my eyes closed, trying to listen to a podcast and fall asleep. Not earbuds. I have it on speakerphone. Don't ask me why. I'm not very high tech. and so I'm like, okay, she's performing the ritual. That seems right. You should also note that this is the first night I'm spending it alone in the house in a while. And it is dark, pitch black outside due to the time change. It's just like... you know, it's autumn, not like Halloween, but soon after spooky season. So, you know, it's, we've just had the fallback time change. It's pitch black. And we also live on a 7-acre park. So there's no one around, like no one can hear me scream. So I'm not usually scared to be home alone at all. In fact, I love it. I love when my husband goes on business trips, I can just chill out and stay up late and eat junk food. So I'm happy, but I'm trying to go to sleep and I hear the ritual happening and I'm like, oh, that sounds really loud. Like that sounds like an overly active ritual. Insert cat noise audio here. I'm like, that is so weird. Why is she being so loud? And so I'm like, oh, it's fine. I just like yell her name. I'm like, Sadie, stop. And then she keeps going. And I'm like, okay, so she's definitely under the entryway table. I know this. Then another sound enters my perception. And that sound is this really loud slam. It is much louder than anything I can imagine a cat would be doing downstairs.
So like a door slam, would you say, or?
Yes, good question. So in my mind, I thought, well, that must be like a big, heavy, like 24-inch cutting board that we have falling over on the counter. But the other thing is, it's not like, it wouldn't even sound like that, because even that would rattle a little bit. It wouldn't just like, boom, slam. So I'm like, okay, that's really loud. And I'm also a little bit scared, which I've never felt in the 5 years of living in my house. So I'm like, I'm going to check where all the animals are. I have five animals. So I've got a dog and a cat on the bed with me. I peek in the kitchen and I've got a cat and a dog I peek in the bathroom next to me and there's a cat and a dog. And so that just leaves one cat. That is the cat performing the ritual. So all the animals are accounted for. Do I go downstairs? Do I decide to go and look at this point? What do you guys think?
I know me, and I am really a big wuss, but I will go look. I will go check it out every time.
Yeah, and I always grab some stupid thing. Like, you know, like other people have baseball bats or something, but oh, not me. Like, I'm going to grab my stapler or something. Like, that's going to save me. You know, I just having something in my hand, you know, all that seems to be the thing.
I usually, if I hear a noise downstairs, which is usually the cat as well, I have a gun. And then,
whether you do or not, I've got a gun.
Yeah.
I do blame a lot of things on my cats. And we've talked about that a lot on the show, that when you do have cats in your house, you can blame a lot of things on the cats. You could have actual paranormal activity, you know, things falling off, you know, your piano, things falling off tables. But then you just go, oh, the cat got up there. So it could have been paranormal. You don't know.
It just makes you feel better to think, well, it's the cat.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I can go to sleep tonight now because the cat did that. So, see, I don't have a cat. So when it happens to me, I'm like, oh.
I know, which is why I tell you to get one.
Yeah.
So, Sam, did you get up or did you not?
Well, what do you think?
I think you did. I think you did.
I think you did.
I did not.
Oh,
you did not.
Oh.
I laid my head back down once all the animals were accounted for. I did peep down the stairs to make sure the cat was in position for her ritual. She was. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to lay back down because I'm just going to assume that that was benevolent. So I lay my head back down and I put my podcast back on. And then I hear another slam. And I'm like, now I am actually spooked. I'm like, okay, that sounded a little intentional. And because my animals knock things off the counter all the time, but you usually hear this dramatic like clunk on the ground and then a bounce, bounce. It like rattles and then it settles because it's usually like something off the counter, a pot or a plastic thing.
You just keep telling yourself that, Sam. You just keep telling yourself that's a cat doing that.
Yeah, good point. And so so it occurs to me that it might not be a cat. So I go down there. And, oh, I should specify the sound. So it's kind of like a slamming sound, like if somebody were to, like, take the cutting board, like, 5 feet in the air and then just slam it straight down to the floor as hard as they could. But then it's a deadened sound. It doesn't...
Oh, like it just thuds, right? It doesn't bounce up or...
It was a really loud thud, not like a door slam, nothing like that. So I go down there. And I find the food processor it had been drying next to the sink all the way across the kitchen, the complete other end of the kitchen. So that, I assume, would be sound number one. But then I see two other objects. I only heard two sounds. That's three objects. I see the central spinner, that really heavy little spinner for the food processor, in the middle of the kitchen. And then I find the lid to the food processor on the whole other side of the kitchen. And so the other weird thing is they're evenly spaced across the kitchen, like equidistant. And they're in the middle, the plumb line, the middle line of the kitchen. So I'm like, I've got my prickly needle feeling on my neck. I'm thoroughly spooked because I'm like, this looks really intentional. And if you did this, you would have had to slam two things down at the same time that are 5 feet apart. So the feeling I get is that this is like a ghost trying to mimic a human distraction so that I come into the kitchen.
Creepy.
Yeah.
And so they were drawing you down there, because I'm assuming as you got down, you were flipping on lights all the way down.
I did. So the other thing is, I forgot to mention that the hallway light is flickering.
Oh, way to bury the lead. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The entire time. So that is illuminating the entire kitchen like a strobe.
Oh.
Looking at this. Because the hallway leads directly to the kitchen. I'm glad you asked me about the light. Yeah. Take a detail. So I picked them up and I put them back on the counter. And I was like, I'm just going to leave them there in case somebody wants to knock them off again. And then I'll be sure that it's paranormal. So I go up to bed and I lay down. I cannot bring myself to turn the lights off. I'm trying to go to bed. I'm exhausted. And so I'm sleeping with the bathroom light on, and then I have my bedside light on, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready to turn that light off, my little nightstand light. The second I turn that off, the curtains, keep in mind, the dark is just swimming with spirits in my mind right now. Like,
yeah.
I can't open my eyes. The curtains start billowing.
Nuh-uh.
As if there's a person behind them. No. I'm like, and I just lay there and stare at it.
Oh my God. I cannot
peel my eyes away. I'm staring and I'm like.
And okay. There's zero reason. Like, we can't debunk this anyway.
No, I mean, windows are like open. A heating vent
that's blowing them, a fan of some sort blowing them. There's no reason for these to be moving.
However, after watching them for about a minute, one of my cats pounces on the curtains. And it is revealed to me that it was Sadie, the ritual kitten, choosing to play behind the curtains for the first time in her life, silently, without making a sound, completely silent. Oh. So she comes out and she's like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh my God. I'm so happy it was you." Like, why did you have to be so quiet about it?
Well, that was just a big ass exclamation point on that story. Like, all of that. So you're laying there and you're afraid anyway, because it's like, what the hell just happened? And then you see the curtains billowing and moving. The cats, that'd be like, in my cats never do that. Ever, ever, ever.
No, they never play behind the curtain. I was like, what is going on? Maybe she was playing with one of the children in the windows of the house.
Yeah, maybe one of the children was, you know, there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was definitely a child-sized billow.
What? Was it a bigger billow, though, than the cat really would have made?
I certainly felt like the cat did not explain the size of the billow.
Okay.
Unexplained billow. That's what we could have called this episode.
Too. Yeah. Okay. So then at this point, do you get to sleep at all?
I do. So I really prize my rest over perhaps my psychological well-being. And I just went to sleep. I was definitely like, I slept with the light on. And this is after making fun of my friend who I was in upstate New York with for a solid week about needing to sleep with the light on while we were in another haunted house in upstate New York. And here I am sleeping with the light on. And I'm like, I can never tell him.
No.
But now he's gonna find out from this podcast.
Okay, so I did like your thoughts about something was directing you downstairs.
That's actually not my thought. That is a thought that I got directly from Efren.
Okay, I like it, Efren. I like where you were going with this. Why doesn't Efren explain that to us?
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, Sam calls me and tells me the story. And I'm just kind of like thinking as he's telling me the story of, you know, what I would have done, right? Sam was, at this point, he was terrified. I could hear it in his voice. And he's, you know, it probably had just happened, a few days prior. And so I go into, what would I do to explain this to myself? And as he's telling me the story, I realized that there's just a lot of things that don't make sense. If it would have been a ghost that wants to harm Sam, right, or a spirit, right, it would have done it a long time ago. Because Sam has been in this house.
Right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, but this is probably the first time you've heard some type of noise like this.
Yes, this is the first time, and yeah, it's been about 5 years, so yeah.
First time in 5 years, so it's definitely not somebody or something that's trying to hurt you, right? And then I started thinking to myself, well, wait, so sometimes spirits are just trying to tell you something. And that's when I told Sam, for all you know, they were trying to get you downstairs. Because you probably left something unlocked and somebody was trying to break in.
Oh, and then the lights kind of come on. But the weird, what's up with the flickering light? Does that one normally flicker?
It has been flickering on and off. And the creepy thing is that it was doing that. So we got replaced the light bulb. It kept doing it. We replaced the whole light fixture and it didn't do it for a while. And it just started doing it again. So that light seems to be sensitive.
Mm-hmm. I do like Efren's theory, though, because if there's someone that might be outside your house thinking about breaking in, and then all of a sudden lights start coming on.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, he said, Sam, you heard the noise the first time. You did absolutely nothing. And then my thought is, if they're trying to get you down to the kitchen to make your presence known, right? Because you have to turn the lights on. That would let anybody outside know that somebody is home and they're awake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that theory.
So, and since you didn't go downstairs the first time, they probably decided to do it again, and this time louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other interesting thing is that none of the animals reacted to this sound at all.
Right.
And
usually, I find that really interesting.
Yeah. Usually if there's a sound, like even if the mailman looks at the front door, everyone is like at the front door howling and screaming. The dogs, even Sadie, the cat, she follows them and it's like, so Efren brought up that maybe the ghost is friends, or the spirit is friendly with the animals, and so that maybe they were used to seeing it.
Yeah,
nobody reacted.
There was no reaction at all. Like, you know, a couple times I've had things happen, and I, you know, heard something or felt something touch me or whatever, and I had two little dogs, And both of them, I felt kind of sit up a little, but no barking, no, you know, aggressive behavior. Just they kind of sat up and looked, you know, like they sensed something too, but they didn't react. Did you see anything like that in the animals? Just a little bit of a, you know?
No, they were all just like resting upstairs. So Sadie continued her ritual after this.
Hey, nothing has stopped Sadie.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe she just continued to negotiate with the ghost. And it was louder than usual, the ritual, and was very active. She was throwing her little chunky body around a lot. So yeah, no animal reactions.
You know, what I think is interesting, like last night I was watching TV and I have my dog. I just have a little plastic container with some food in it on my counter with a lid. And so I'm in the living room and I hear this weird thud sound. It was loud. It was weird. I got up to go look and my cat had knocked it directly into the water bowl. So it didn't bounce or anything. It was this weird thud splash thing. And so, but it goes straight down, right? And it goes right into the water bowl. If a cat knocks something off the counter, maybe if it's light enough, you can hit it a little ways. How the hell, even if it was one of your cats or anything, it's going to land straight below where it was on the cabinet. It's not going to end up going across the kitchen floor. And your cat can't bat it. It's too heavy.
Yep.
Like, so how did it even end up the way it ended up there?
Well, exactly. The thing that I forgot to mention is that the next day I tested the fall. I
good.
I was going to say the trash compactor, the food processor in the same spot. I knocked it off the counter as if I was a cat batting it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it hit the ground right below the counter, bounce, rattle a little bit, and then settle. And it was nothing like the sound from the night.
Well, that was what I was going to say too. The sound you were describing does not sound like a food processor pieces falling off. You were hearing more of a loud slam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just so strange.
I also
strange.
Forgot to tell you something that I maybe suppressed, but as I was falling asleep, I had such a like tingly sensation on my neck that I thought that I felt like two cold fingers rest on my neck, and it gave me this chill like through my body as I was falling asleep. And my logical brain was like, it's nothing. It's just the fact that you have goosebumps on your neck. You're just feeling cold. But then I was remembering other stories that my friends have told me where they've felt something cold touch them. And so that's about what, right? That was like right before I fell asleep. And I was like, at this point, like, why would I want to stay awake and subject myself to any more of this?
And then there's someone like me who would just be up all night because that happened. It's like, there's no going to sleep after that. I love that you committed to going to sleep after that. That's right. Impressive.
Okay. Has anything so happened since? Any strange things at all? Any weird feelings? Light still flickering a bit?
The light's still flickering. I went out to drinks with Efren and some of our friends the two nights later, and I came home and one of our like vintage amber glasses was smashed in the middle of the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, they look haunted already.
They are beautiful. Cool. Was it in the bathroom? Had you left it there?
It's likely that it would have been in the bathroom, but it was once again not close to the counter.
Yeah, so, and once again, it should fall straight down. Or even if a cat knocked it off, that would be weird for a cat to push. That's a heavy glass.
Yep.
It would fall straight down.
And that was another instance where I was like, well, I'm just going to sweep this up and go straight to bed. I don't think I'm very easy to haunt.
They're so frustrated.
You really
by
push
you.
It. They really got to push it with you. Like one loud clap and, you know, slam is not going to get you. It's going to take two or three.
Yep. Oh, and I guess this instance was pretty close to the other one. But since then, I really haven't noticed anything. I was spooked for like pretty spooked and destabilized for like three days. Everything was making me jump, like a car passing by on the street or like a headlight reflecting in the window.
That's a serious scare when you can't shake it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we're going to do, you guys. Okay. We're going to end this episode and then we're going to come back and do another episode with Efren. So the next episode will be Efren's stories. Okay.
Ah.
Part two will be Efren's story. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also do that through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings.
On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.